From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Bonfire of the Hedge Funds. We talk with novelist Tom Wolfe about the future of the financial wizards he dubbed the Masters of the Universe. First, though, as it finally comes to an end, a quick look back at what may be the most dramatic month in financial history.
This is an extraordinary period for America's economy.
The government is taking over Fannie and Freddie.
There was a capital deficiency.
The troubles of Lehman Brothers.
Bankrupt. Merrill Lynch was forced to sell itself.
Outstripping anything I've seen.
Serious risk to the financial system.
Credit markets have frozen.
What's going to be the real cost?
$700 billion.
$700 billion.
$700 billion.
Why are we bailing out these investors? No one's helping me.
Delay Friday night's debate.
The American people need to hear.
Unanswered questions.
Where does it all end?
It'd be my hope that this could be resolved today.
Tentative agreement.
I think we're there.
And I'm not going to eat that cow pay.
Noes have it.
It failed today.
And the market right now is down 521 points.
This is not about equities. This is about credit.
Economic times are bad. And so everything's getting tightened down.
Tightened down. That, say the experts, is the problem. They talk about a freeze in the commercial paper market. The commercial paper market, that's short-term loans for businesses. The grease that keeps the wheels turning in the economy and perhaps the most important capital in capitalism. To help us understand what's happening in the credit market, we called Andy Serwer. He's the managing editor of Fortune magazine. He says, well, all eyes are on the stock market. People should really be worried about commercial paper.
This is kind of the business, commercial paper, of companies lending money to each other. And they do it in very short terms, which is just a matter of 30 days or so. And what's happening right now is businesses and banks are unwilling to lend to each other. Or if they are, it's at much, much higher rates. It's fear. And behind the scenes, the wheels are kind of grinding to a halt.
So basically, a company that perhaps needs to borrow on a short-term basis to meet payroll, a company like that could find itself without money to pay its workers?
Yeah, I want to be very careful. I mean, I don't think we're at a situation right now where, you know, companies are going to go broke simply because they can't borrow money short-term. But it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, a company that's kind of close to the edge is unable to get financing for something like that. That's right. This is a real situation that could turn ugly, and I think that it's very hard for people to kind of wrap their brains around it because it is sort of the hidden side of the economy. You know, they can see the stock market tumbling, and that's bad, but this is actually just as bad, if not worse.
Where else would ordinary Americans feel the pain?
We're hearing all kinds of anecdotal stories of, you know, rates going up, of banks not willing to lend, of credit tightening. And so, you know, if you wanted to go buy a tractor, I'm sure you could go down to your John Deere dealer and get one, but I would be surprised if the rate on the financing of that tractor wasn't a bit higher than it was 6 months ago.
We see the markets up slightly today. Does that mean that, indeed, the markets can correct themselves without a gigantic government bailout?
Gosh, you know, that is the huge question that everyone here in New York City is mulling over on Wall Street. You know, obviously, when the bailout bill failed yesterday, people were saying, like, this really is a horrible thing. Then the talk this morning, Madeline, is, well, you know what? Maybe we really don't. Look, first of all, we are going to get some kind of bailout. And maybe the first bill wasn't so good after all. And I think that's what's making the market go up. Now, can we get there without doing anything? I think the answer is no, because we're already doing something, we being the government, that is. And number two, there has to be some sort of relief. I wonder why we simply can't have relief go directly to mortgage holders, which is to say, average American families who hold mortgages.
Yeah, and that was one objection that a lot of lawmakers had for voting against this, that there wasn't enough for the homeowner, for the average American.
Right, and the thing is if you bailed out homeowners directly, I mean, if the whole problem, the underlying problem, is the mortgage market, which it is, then if we sort of shore up that market, then wouldn't it ripple through the system in the same way that bad mortgages rippled through the system previously? So if the mortgage market was fixed, then would all these financial products heal themselves, if you'll pardon the expression, and the banks get relief that way too?
Andy Serwer is managing editor for Fortune magazine. Andy, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.